Bam. Okay, I think it's on the air right now.
If you go to the regular live streaming, ladies and gentlemen, if you're at home listening to this, if it's coming through, if it's working, the good news is we have my mom. My mom's in town for Christmas. My brother's in here in the studio, Josh, and Jenny, my sister, who now lives in California, who moved out here from Chicago, is here in the studio.
So
I want to be able to bring them all in here because it's such a rarity to be able to bring them in here and have them be on the air. We're going to talk about some fun things. And Monica, who cannot be with us right now, this is a special request from her, my morning jacket, First Light. Experiment worked. We are back. This is pretty much my official first time doing station managing. We got Mom here, Terry, we have Josh, and we have Jenny in the studio.
Hello.
Hi.
Let me go like this. Get your mic up. Wait, can you see a little closer to me? Let's see. Go ahead.
Radio.
Oh, that's good. That's good. All right, so Mom, we can share this one. You, of course, can sit. I want you to feel as comfortable as you can. So what's so crazy is that we're here in the studio today, hanging out for Christmas tidings, and Mom flew all the way out here from Chicago, and Jenny just recently moved out here from Chicago. Josh is out here. He moved out here from Chicago a long time ago. He might be moving somewhere else, an undisclosed area at the moment. So I think we'll be playing some songs that we enjoy, and possibly talking about the good tidings that we've been sharing lately. Also, I'm going to try to bring Monica on with little Ella, so she could talk about Santa Claus and all the presents that he brought for her and the family. Mom, what was your favorite part of this trip so far?
Besides the alcohol?
Yeah.
I would say my grandchildren, my presents.
How about no snow?
No snow.
Mm-hmm.
The delicious food.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, being with my family and all the love.
And
the alcohol. Oh, I said that.
What kind of alcohol did you have, Mom?
Wine. Tiny sip of Sambuco.
Mm-hmm. Love the Sambuco.
Sambuco. They loved their...
Delicious.
Yeah, they loved their Sambuco. I like smelling it, Tuco.
Yeah, we should have brought some.
Oh, that would have warmed us up.
Oh, did you bring any, Kurt?
They had lots of beer.
Did you flask today?
Didn't flask it up.
Oh.
I know.
Josh has a thermos right there, but it's most... who knows what's in there?
Mm. Secret.
Secret drink.
Secret drink.
Secret surprise. I like this radio station here.
It's cool. What's most charming about this situation?
I like the artwork. I like the whole industrial sort of setup here. That's a really neat lighting. I like how we weren't sure what was around each corner when we were on our way in.
It was a little scary. There were some dark corners.
Yeah, some surprising moments.
Yeah.
A little bit of fear.
yeah.
We weren't sure what was going to happen down in that basement that Jenny almost sent us down into.
Yeah.
Freaked me out a little bit.
Oh, yes.
And then when Mom tugged that cord, something tugged back.
That was a little scary.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Sketchy.
It's like a fun house.
It was sketchy.
It was like a fun house. Is there a big slide to go out into the parking lot?
Yeah.
You jump out the window. And fall into a...
That'd be great. Ella would love to go down a big slide.
Oh, my God.
Do you want a cigar?
Ella, when you come here sometime, we'll go down a big slide.
Is this your cigar?
Who's got a cigar?
Is that interesting?
Oh, that's neat.
You know what this most reminds me of is a good old fashioned
show that we grew up listening to.
Cave.
Yeah.
Which song we all grew up listening to?
Yellow Submarine.
I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, Cincinnati WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking, down to town, up and down the dive. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Yes.
Oh my God.
One of our favorite shows.
I think
one of our favorites.
I think that show actually inspired me to want to be on radio.
You know, seeing all the hijinks that goes on behind the scenes and
who was your favorite guy on that show? Oh gosh, what was that guy?
Venus Flytrap,
Venus
I think.
Venus.
The Venus Flytrap guy with the glasses and the
he's like, hey man.
Yeah, that guy was great. And Lonnie Anderson was on it, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Did she get her start on that show?
I think she did.
Could have been.
Lonnie Anderson?
Mm-hmm.
I also,
It's funny because long ago, Phil Donlin and I, in high school, we thought it'd be so fun to clear out the... Our dream was to clear out the garden shed behind our house and then make that into a pirate radio station because we saw pump up the volume during that time. And we thought, hey, man, maybe we could get away with this. And so he was calling up radio stations trying to, you know, ask him, like, okay, what ingredients do I need for a radio station? And they said, well, you're going to need a transistor. And he goes, that's all I need is a transistor? And they said... Yeah, you know, why? Did you just recently watch Pump Up the Volume? He goes, no. And they're like, oh, well, it's illegal to make pirate radio stations. He's like, never mind. And we just hang up. But which is so funny. Little did I realize that one day I'd end up being involved in something like this and then being able to have Phil on the radio and everything like that.
And you'd be a pirate.
Yeah, and I would be a pirate.
And you brought the rest of the pirates.
Yeah, that's right. Your sister's a pirate.
Misfits and pirates.
Josh, are there any songs that you want to listen to right now?
Maybe something you haven't heard on the radio before? Or
let's hear The Doors play The Changeling.
We were just listening to The Doors on the way here.
Ooh. All right, let's see. Here we go.
Thank you.
listeners was The Changeling by The Doors, as requested by Joshua Glendenin. Now, something I'd like to ask our youngest sister, Jennifer Shendenin, is, Jenny, what, okay, so you moved out here how long ago? Speak into the microphone, please.
Everybody wants to hear beginning of October.
Your stories. Beginning of October?
Yeah.
What, okay, what kind of adventures, because you've been out fluttering about the Los Angeles highways and byways. Now, what have you noticed so far? What have you experienced?
I'd say the, you guys call it the freeway.
Oh, yes.
Is a lot faster.
Yes.
I've been on a lot of hikes, which have been a lot of fun. And they've had a lot of cool scenery that overlooks all of LA, so that was pretty cool.
Where have your hikes been?
Yeah.
Mainly in the LA area close by. I haven't really gone anywhere too far. I've stayed kind of within the range of North Hollywood area.
So you hiked some Ralph's?
Yeah.
Urban hiking, they call it.
I hiked to Ralph's.
You hiked to Ralph's, Mom?
And Walgreens.
Oh, Walgreens, too.
In North Hollywood.
Did you wear your hiking boots, Mom?
No.
Not this time?
I didn't wear my hiking boots. No.
Did you bring a canteen? To hydrate yourself.
I brought a beer and a wine.
Oh, there you go.
Cold
and
beer.
A snack.
Oh, yeah. Snack it up.
Gotta have snacks.
Just snack it up.
Now, Jenny, you went to did you go to a couple of museums or something?
I went to the MoCA, it's like an art museum type of thing, and saw a lot of cool, art pieces and live, like, performance stuff, so that was pretty cool.
What kind of performance stuff? Sounds like you're very excited about these things you saw.
I'm right here by the microphone.
Well,
fine.
The levels aren't that high, to be honest with you. But that's okay. Put your mouth on it. I'm just kidding. Just get maybe a little closer.
Okay.
Oh, that's
I don't know how much closer I can get.
There was live art there, though?
Yeah, there was this really cool thing, and it looked like a big hole in the middle of the room. And then you look up, and there was just water dripping down into this. It looked like a pool or like a big pond of water in this dark room. And it almost looked like it was a cave. And then they had like different videos and things that were playing. And
were there any
sculptures?
Any people dressed as Neanderthals hiding in the shadows?
No, oh, no.
Not that time.
No.
Except for you, of course.
No actual people that were live performances, but.
Then I guess that would be considered an alive performance, right?
Yeah, sure, you could call it.
Shh. So, Mom.
Yes.
Is there a song that you would like to request? Actually, maybe I should go to Jenny since I've been asking her. Hey, you know, we'll mix it up. Mom, is there a song you'd like to request?
Mom likes
Stevie
Nicks. Stevie Nicks. She likes Stevie Nicks or
Stevie
Nicks. Goldust Woman. I like any Stevie Nicks.
All
right,
here's
Silly Dan. Fleetwood Mac. Doobie Brothers.
Here we go. We're going
to do the
Brothers.
Fleetwood Mac Gold
Dust
Woman.
Take your silver spoon, take your bread.
By my mother Terry.
Can I ask you something?
Klendemann. Sure.
Uncle Kurt, I wanted to ask you about some of the experiences you did with Ella today. Experiences, as she calls them.
Oh, yes.
When you guys were the scientists.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about those?
So Ella got a science kit. And things these days, I remember Josh and I had a science kit. those things, I mean, you could probably build a bomb or burn an eyeball out or something like that. Now they're very well, much more tame, you know. Like, if you get it on your skin, you're not going to, I don't think it'll eat through your skin. So there's some interesting things in there, like dye, like tablets for dye. There's a red, yellow, and blue one. And it comes with beakers, and it comes with like one of those little squeezy things that you go, and you know, it's like an eyedropper kind of thing.
You guys made the crystals with it, right?
Yeah, we made the crystals today. Oh, what was the name of it? It was like polycarbon. Oh boy, some special name. But she dug in there with this special spoon, and then she put it into the beaker. And then we put some water in there, and the whole thing of this is that it grows. Like right now, these things are growing. Who knows how big they got? So that's what I'm curious about. Maybe Monica can send us, if she's listening to us, maybe she could send us a photo of what it looks like at this moment.
Ella, if you're listening, we'd like to know how big those crystals are, honey. So if you can send us, have Mommy send us a picture, that would be great.
Yes. Also, I wanted to do Skype with Monica, and so... let's see. Jenny?
Yes.
Why don't you? What song would you like to hear? I'm gonna throw on a song while I look for Skype.
I was thinking.
Or you guys can talk, or whatever.
Alabama Shakes song.
Alabama Shakes.
Give Me All Your Love is a good one.
Oh yeah, here we go.
All right. Here we are.
Alabama. Whoops.
No. Alabama.
No, that is an ad.
This is an
if
ad.
If wants to bring us some hot coffee, we'd appreciate it.
Yes. This is an ad-free... Inspirato Projecto is an ad-free show. Unless... Unless, of course, it's ads that we ourselves have created. So here we go. We don't want you to listen to any ads that we do not verify or approve. So here's Alabama Shakes. Give me all your love.
Not mine.
Not mine. Yours. Inspirato Projecto Radio at K Chung, 1630 AM. We're going to do in just a moment some FaceTime here with Monica and little Ella out there listening to the radio.
Yep.
And baby JoJo.
And little baby JoJo.
And little Joshua is listening.
He's
and
walking babies. Around. He's walking around. He, you know, it's so funny because Ella was sitting on the chair, and all of a sudden I see her scooting back, and little Josh was under the table, and he was pushing the chair. He was pushing it forward, and she was moving backward, and we're going, what the heck? This little guy is so strong. He's just going, ah! He wasn't red in the face or anything. It was just like the easiest thing in the world. He just put his hands on the chair and said, ah! Put it right across a hardwood floor. So that guy is like,
unreal.
Who knows what's going to happen? My goodness.
It's going to be a few minutes.
Unreal.
So, now, Mom, when you come out here, what are some of your favorite things that you like about California?
The ocean. I love that. I love going to the dog beach. Mm-hmm. I love the palm trees. I love the size of the flowers. I love my walks with Josh and Ella. And the baby, of course, and Monica.
Nice weather.
And the weather's gorgeous. The sunshine I always look forward to. We don't have that in Illinois. Well, especially not now.
Well, not for very long, a couple months out of the year.
We have little lakes to go to. We don't have the ocean. We don't have palm trees. Sunsets are incredible. I just love it out here. I always look forward to coming out, being with you. You've been out here forever and a day already, like 15 years. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Meeting all your friends.
And what's been great about this trip is that it's the first Christmas that...
It's my first Christmas that I've been out here, you're right.
To spend with you...
That we've all
in,
been together.
About 9 years, because Kurt and I haven't been back at all for Christmas.
Yeah. Right.
And we haven't been with Jenny and Mom in about 9 years, so that's been really awesome to have you guys here.
That's right.
And to have you out of the snow for a few days.
Yeah, it's been great to be out of the snow for a few days.
Change.
That's right. The last 9 Christmases, it's been Jen and I. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's wonderful to be here this year.
It is strange to be in California for Christmas, right? Because it's so
it is.
Completely.
Yeah.
Like when you got out here, it was raining.
It is.
And then a day later, something came out.
Yeah. It was raining that the next day after I got raining, and cold and windy. And then all of a sudden the sun came out and it's beautiful again. So it's really been beautiful. So it's been a really nice experience.
Did the muffler and the muckalucks help?
Definitely. In the mittens, the hand warmers.
Oh, yes.
Is the muckaluck your shoe?
The muckaluck is my boots.
Oh.
Yeah. They're waterproof, they're lined.
I wonder if muckrakers wear muckalucks.
They might. Muckrakers. That sounds like some grindhouse.
I don't know. We'd have to Google that.
The muckrakers.
We have to Google
come
it.
To your town.
I'm surprised we haven't Googled it by now.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, it's been wonderful.
Someday we'll just have like an automatic Google in our head where we'll just think it, and then the answer will come right to us.
Yeah.
Come right to us.
And everyone will sound really smarter.
We won't need to, we won't tell people we're Googling it.
Yeah.
We'll just think about it and then
we'll
have it.
We'll just be staring off into space for a few minutes.
Yeah.
What are you?
Googling muckraker.
Googling. We're Googling.
Yeah, this is the answer.
Oh my God. They'll come in handy for like Jeopardy and stuff, right? They would not know. There's no way that they could know.
Man.
That you'd be like,
nope. How would they know?
What is?
So, the muckalucks. That's an important thing. We all have them in Chicago.
Parka?
Yeah.
Did you wear your parka?
The parka. The hand warmers.
Mm.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny. I saw those hand warmers that you break apart and you put in your pockets. I saw them sold at like Walgreens the other day. I was like, really? Like, it's that cold out here that you need those? Like, I just kind of laughed because people out here.
California?
Yeah, people out here think it's like 50 and they're like bundled
up.
Yeah. Like, you have never been in negative temperatures with, have you ever driven through a snowstorm before?
Yeah.
No.
Well, when we have wind chill at home.
Yeah.
like, you know, 11 below zero. That's pretty cold.
It'll be so cold the inside of your windshield is frozen, the inside
right.
and the outside.
And you're scraping
the inside of the windshield
yeah.
before you can
yeah.
even.
And the car doors freeze, and you have to kick it. You have to kick it and kick it to get it open.
Yeah.
And your windows freeze up, and you can't get the windows down.
Mm-hmm.
Those days make you appreciate the.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
Oh, it's terrible.
Every time I'm going through the those Hollywood Hills, and I see those extreme driveways.
Oh,
I frequently think, holy moly, what would happen if? I mean, if we're like, what would happen if there's a snowstorm?
Yeah,
couldn't have those.
But it'd be like the best sled ride ever.
It would be the best sled.
Not be able to leave your house probably because
sled down
in
the street.
Yeah,
it would be the best sled, especially the saucer sleds. Yeah,
like on Christmas vacation.
Yes,
it greases it up.
Yes,
yeah, it takes off like a fire.
It would be the best. But no, not your car would just back itself out of the driveway,
mm-hmm.
slide right out.
Yeah.
It'd slip right out.
Oh, terrible.
Slippery slope.
Terrible, yeah.
Let's see, we can get her out now.
Oh, good.
I'm going to do another song, or do you want to?
And I haven't seen one snowplow here either.
I'm going to do a song here that.
Okay.
Josh and I just listened to. Oh, I'll get this story fast. I was helping DJ at a Halloween party, and it was a big house, and there were almost like three separate sections. And the place where the DJing was happening, it was like on the tennis court, and it was black lights, and that's kind of where the kids were dancing and all this stuff. And then, but to get to there, you had to go through this little area where this fortune teller was, and it was really cool. She was reading my palm and everything, and she gets flown all over the world to read palms. And I was noticing like how cool it was that these parents were wearing costumes, just like their kids were. I had this idea that they all went to school, all these little kids went to school together. And then I came to learn that the guy who owned the house was some big record music guy that I didn't know like what. So I went up to the bartender and to get a drink, and there was a guy dressed as a penguin, and he's smiling, and I gave him a triple take, and I go, wait, you look like Pete Yorn. And he just smiled, and I said, and I look around, and I go, you are Pete Yorn. You are Pete Yorn. And then the bartender goes, no, man, guy, he's just a penguin. I go, man, just... You know, I gotta let you know, your alter ego, the other guy, I really like his music, you know, thank you. And so he put out his fin and he shook my hand, and I said, man, right at that moment, I couldn't remember the name of the album, and I'm like, I listen to that album so much. I go, man, thank you so much for making music, thank you for existing. He's like, yeah, thanks, man. And it was just like the craziest thing. Never in my life did I think I'd meet Pete Yorn dressed as a penguin. So when Josh and I got the CD, we listened to it over and over and over again, and so I think in honor of Yorn the Penguin and Josh and I listening to this so often, I think I'm just going to go ahead and play this song. This is Strange Condition.
Thank you.
heard Pete Yorn with Strange Condition. Gosh, what, there was something, I was on the tip of my tongue. You know how, like, when you stand in one spot, the thing is in your head, but then when you just move one little spot and it disappears? So I've got getting into the habit of, like, going to stand. Oh, good, we're getting a phone call coming in. This is possibly Monica. Possibly. But it's unknown. Oh, good, we're doing FaceTime here. Oh my gosh, hello there, Ella. How you doing?
Oh, hello.
Say hi.
Hi.
Hi, Ella.
Yeah?
Hi.
Ella, I wanted to ask you, what kind of experiments did we do? I forgot. What were the ones? Oh, the crystals, right?
Yeah.
What did we do with those crystals?
The crystals only got bigger.
They did?
Yeah.
How big are they? Can you show me on the camera? Is that okay? I want to see, take a look at it.
Oh, jeez, I almost fell. This one here, cut up to halfway.
Uh-huh.
You want to hold it for them?
Holy
so they can
moly!
Your hand is against the wall, over there. I'm going to turn the light on. So we can really show them how much it has solidified. So it's gone from a liquid to a solid. Say solid, Ella.
Solid.
Oh, my.
That is
so cool. Look at that.
The polymer carby something or other.
polymers.
Wow.
Has solidified, and do you want to touch it, Ella, and tell it, and then you can describe how it feels. So stick your finger in there.
Whoa!
What does that feel like to you?
A little squishy.
A little squishy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what else does it feel like?
That's amazing.
Sticky.
Sticky. Okay.
Sticky and squishy.
Like jelly?
Is it like jelly?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Oh my gosh.
Then what other experiments?
Watery.
Watery.
Ooh.
Watery.
I like that. Now, Ella, what was that?
Experiences did you?
Ella, I want to ask you about Christmas. So Santa Claus showed up, right?
Santa Claus showed up and Daddy ate all the cookies.
He ate all the cookies?
What?
Yeah.
No way.
How many cookies did you put out for him?
Two?
Huh?
Three?
What?
If you can... She's holding up some fingers.
How many, sweetheart? Four?
Four, three,
looks like a gang.
Five.
No gang signs.
How many cookies all together, honey? One, two, three,
four.
Four.
Oh my gosh, that's
Whoa.
A lot of cookies.
Ella, I want to ask.
There you go.
I want to ask you, Ella. Ella, how many? Were there any reindeer? Did any reindeer show up?
Yeah, a lot of them, and they ate all the carrots and drinking water.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure they were hungry and thirsty.
They had a long ride, huh?
Yeah, because after they left my house, they had to come all the way here to your house. See?
What, Ella, what was your favorite present? What was one of your favorite presents that you really liked?
The Sophia thing.
The Sophia thing?
What is it?
The Sophia castle.
Sophia the first?
Yeah. The castle?
Can you sing just a little snippet of I'm Just a Girl? Can you start singing that just to tell them, just to kind of describe?
Yeah.
Real quick.
It'll help us visualize it better.
Yeah, let's do real quick.
That's
together.
Good, sweetie.
Ready?
You're such a good singer.
I'm just a girl. Ready?
Just a girl. So you do.
Say, then I became.
I don't want you.
Okay. That's all right. Alright. Are there any other songs that you would like to sing?
No! What about a Christmas song?
No.
Christmas?
Do you want to sing?
Do you want to sing?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, get that crazy microphone.
Let's go get your microphone.
Yeah.
Hold on, I just have to... Okay.
She might do Jingle Bells for you.
Let's do one of our songs, Ella, and you can sing maybe Jingle Bells or Dashing Through the Snow. Okay. That's your...
Christmas tree.
Work. That's perfect.
No. Come back over here. Can you tell Uncle Kurt and everyone else where did Santa go after he left your house? Where did he go? Where did he go next? Where do you think he may have gone next?
I don't know.
Whose house did he go to next?
Ben's.
Did he go to Ducky's house?
Yeah.
And what did he bring, Ducky?
Legos. Yeah.
Yeah. And did he bring him some macaroni and cheese?
No.
No. Do you want to sing one more song?
No.
Oh, here we go.
Oh my gosh.
Good job.
Then there's that guy.
Maybe Joshua wants to say something.
You want to say something, buddy? Can you say mama da 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 da? Da da da.
Can you say cookie? Get cake. And get cake.
Look at him.
Say it in the microphone. Here, ready? Go, Uncle
Kurt. Yes, thank you. Stick your
pillow. No. That's on the air. People can hear it. Let's hear what Joshua says.
You have to say Joshua.
Joshua.
Joshua, you want to say something?
Want to
say something?
This play is so nice.
Yeah.
I can talk in this thing.
Okay. I
guess that's it. Like an elf.
Is there a deep voice?
Time for some music or something.
Maybe go.
Sounds like a robot.
The Transformer.
Yeah.
A little bit like Darth Vader.
Yep.
OK.
He's eating it. He's eating it like it's an ice cream. Oh, those are good sound effects. Are there any songs you like to request, Ella?
Ella, do you want to hear any songs? Are you sure?
Yeah.
How about for Joshua? I think he might want to hear Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Okay.
I think that's a big attention getter for him. He seems to pretty much just stop like life in general. Just so he can hear that song.
Because the traffic is real bad.
His whole world just kind of just comes to a halt when he hears Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
All right, especially the hot dog dance.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Wait, should I get the
find the hot dog dance? Yeah, hot dog song.
Wanna hear a hot dog dance?
We feed it for 1 hour.
Oh boy.
It's funny.
Alright, so let's see. Here we go.
Where's your backpack?
Real soon. Real soon.
Here's your fun fact. Steven Spielberg declined to direct the Harry Potter movies and said it's just like withdrawing $1 billion and putting it into your bank account. There's no challenge. Don't you wish you could say that? Stay tuned in Sprout or Projecto for more fun facts.
That, of course, was a fun fact by Henry D. Horse, all the way from Florida. Thank you, Henry D. Horse, for that fun fact. Also, we heard the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse hot dog song, as per requested by Little Joshua. You also just heard a barrage of astounding information, scientific and otherwise, from Little Gabriella, Monica, and Little Josh. So that was awesome to be able to have him on the air. And ideally, my wish and hope for this broadcast is that all channels, everything was nice, and we'll be able to, when this is archived, we'll be able to hear it all. Now, you guys have to, you got to get going, right? Is that what's going on?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to give some parting words here before you leave.
Any last things you guys would like to say? By the way, for coming out for the show.
Thank you for having us. We enjoyed it, and I'm glad I finally got to see your studios and see how everything works. It was great. We love you.
And I'm glad that you got to have us on the air in your studio.
The pleasure.
In the spirit of Uncle Arnie.
Yes.
You had the pleasure of us being here.
Yes.
That's right.
Not me, you.
You did have the pleasure of our company.
Yeah.
The pleasure was all yours.
For sure.
Yes.
Right.
It was all, yeah.
Sorry. We look forward to doing it again.
Jenny, anything else you want to say?
Thanks for having me here. It was a great experience. And we'll be back soon.
You got that right.
Sooner than you may want.